Hallo und willkommen zur ersten Audiolektion. Did you manage to read the complete story yesterday or just a part of it? Both options are okay. Our grammar focus today are sentences that end with a zu or an zu infinitive. Even if you only read the first part of the short story, you already saw two of these sentences. Laura's Boss says, ich hatte sie gebeten, 8 Uhr in der Kanzlei zu sein. I had asked you to be at the office at 8 a.m. And Laura und Michelle waren in einer Bar, Michelles neuen Job zu feiern. Laura and Michelle were at a bar to celebrate Michelle's new job. If you already read the complete story, you came across two more sentences. Laura springt auf, die Tür zu öffnen. Laura jumps up to open the door. Ricardo Frankenfeld bittet Laura, Marcello einige Dokumente zu schicken. Ricardo Frankenfeld asks Laura to send Marcello some documents. In English, it's a simple to in all sentences. So, how do we decide if we need just zu or zu in German? It's pretty easy. When you can say in order to in English, zu is mandatory in German. The emphasis is on can, you can say it, it's possible. Because in most cases in English, you don't need in order to, you just have a simple to. Let's check this rule. I need a passport to travel to Canada. Can I say I need a passport in order to travel to Canada? Yes, I can. So the German sentence is, ich brauche einen Pass, nach Kanada zu reisen. He feels like going to the cinema, to the movies. Can I say, he feels like in order to go to the cinema? No, I can't. So, the German sentence is, hat Lust, ins Kino zu gehen. Please repeat all the example sentences after me. I will always make a pause that is long enough for you to repeat. First, the sentences with the simple zu. Ich hatte sie gebeten, heute 8 Uhr in der Kanzlei zu sein. Ricardo Frankenfeld bittet Laura, Marcello einige Dokumente zu schicken. Hat Lust, ins Kino zu gehen. And now the sentences with zu. Laura und Michelle waren in einer Bar, um Michelles neuen Job zu feiern. Laura springt auf, um die Tür zu öffnen. Ich brauche einen Pass, um nach Kanada zu reisen. Okay, now it's your turn. Please translate the 6 sentences that you will find in your PDF and check with the solutions on page 4. And you will also find 2 speaking prompts in our Telegram group. I hope you liked today's audio. Tomorrow and on Thursday, we will work with separable verbs. You may have noticed that there are many of them in the short story. We won't work with all of them, but with the ones that are worth studying and memorizing. And we will have a quick look at the theory behind separable verbs. Bis morgen!